Hi, welcome to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
It says, "For God has shown it unto them." So it's manifest in them. The Bible says where we can kind of see, if you're asking the question like I have to do, where is it manifest in them? How is that happening? You know, can I really say that the lost man knows and that they're without excuse? Well, the Bible says when the Holy Spirit is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. That's his job. He's going to make sure that they are in their conscience pierced through, and he will make them to know something. It was in Felix's presence where Paul was preaching, and he heard about the judgment to come, of righteousness and judgments and, you know, wrath to come and all that. And he was thinking, man, he was shaking in his shoes. He says, "Oh, I'll hear you about this later. You go away now." He was all nervous. He shook down to his core because he was pricked in his heart over the issue. John 1, 3 and 4, the Bible says, "All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." You remember hearing that? The life was the light of men. So God revealed to them, just by the fact that they were alive, that there was a God. It was a man named René Descartes, if I'm saying it right. He's a French man who said, "I think, therefore I am." And I've kind of recently kind of tweaked that a little bit. "I think, therefore he is." That's what's true. Not that "I think, therefore I am." "I think, therefore he is." That's what's true. Because he gave me life, and because I have this amazing ability to put two thoughts together sometimes, but I have this amazing that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says in Psalm 139, "I praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well." How do I know? How is it known in me? How did he reveal it to them? He did it by virtue of the fact of their existence. He did it by creation. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The Bible tells us that they can know God through creation. You understand that the Bible is very clear about these things, that in the last days our scoffers are going to come. And the Bible says walking after their own what? Lusts. Scoffers walk according to their lusts. People who frown upon religious fervor and zeal and the Bible and truth and Jesus. These scoffers, they want to protect their lusts. The Bible says that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking according to their lusts and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." Listen to this. "For this they willingly or willfully are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water." Now we have so much debris in our world from the cataclysmic catastrophe called the flood that when people suppress the truth, they're suppressing on purpose, diligently, deliberately, all of those big words that mean on purpose, okay? That's what they do. They are willfully ignorant of the things that God has shown us in history. When people are out in the streets rioting, they're being willfully ignorant of what God has shown them. They've been shown in their conscience when they were a little kid and they swore the first time. When they were a little kid and they took a cigarette the first time and they just walked right past that barrier and right past the next one, and then they begin to run with people they knew were scary at first but now they're comfortable with. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." That's the blessed man. That's the man to be congratulated. But we pick to stand in the presence of and in honor of the unrighteous and the ungodly. That's what happens for a man left to himself. He walks in the way of sinners. He stands in counsel of the ungodly. And he sits, because now he's the old guy, he's sitting in the seat of the scornful. You see, that's the continuum of a life poorly lived. But we who are God's people, we've broken path with that. We said, "I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to let them be the ones who tell me I need to kneel to something that is nonsensical." You see, we have a lot of young people who are subjected to a lot of nonsense. I heard a person refer to this new millennium generation as kindercrafts, because they've not grown up in their religion and in their morals, and they have been told, listen, they have been told that it's okay for a boy to become a girl, that there are 57 different genders. They've been told that marriage between two men and two women is okay, and just as viable as that between a man and a woman. They've been told that we came from a monkey. They've been told that it's okay to go for sex, drugs, and rock and roll. They've been told that it's okay to chase bed to bed. All of their beautiful people are selling us upon immorality. And that's where the Bible says in verse 19, he says it was manifest in them. God has showed it to them. But in verse 20, he says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. In other words, humans understand God's invisible things, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Underline that. Without excuse. Don't ever look at a lost person and think they don't have any information. They do have information. What they've done with that information is the problem. They're like that little child who I saw on Funniest Home Videos some time ago who had stolen the candy bag. And that little child had chocolate all over his face. Mom walks in. He's got the bag out. He looks up. He looks at the candy. He looks at her. He shoves the candy under a pillow and says, what? He knew she saw it. But he's like, nothing here to see. Move along. And that's what the lost man is like. The Bible says God has sent forth the Spirit to convict the world. They know. Their conscience. Creation. The invisible things. What kind of invisible things? That the earth is not flat. It's a round orb. And there are ways that people who had a lot of time on their hands and sat underneath the stars figured it out long before. And God himself declares that he sits upon the circle of the earth. This world is God's creation. And the invisible things. What about atoms? They didn't know about germs, but now we do. Back in the day, they just took God at his word, man. God says, circumcise a boy on the eighth day. And that's when they did it. They didn't know why. Now we know vitamin K will be at its highest point in the child's life. The blood will coagulate a lot better, and any kind of wound he incurs at that point will be much more serviced by nature. God's nature, by the way. Do you know there are so many things we've figured out with atoms, you know, and nuclear stuff. And now there are actual atheists who are beginning to become more agnostic, but not against God. I just know something's here. Why? Because they're beginning to get down to the place where they can take one little photon and they can shoot it through a little slit in the paper. And they can see that when that thing is being done, that it does one thing when it's being watched, and it does a totally different thing when it's not being watched. We're talking down to the invisible things. Some people like to think of the new simulation theory or hypothesis, that we're just simulations. You've heard that thing, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, did it make a sound? Well, according to this theory, which is getting a lot of attention these days, it's only been around since 2003 where they began to test these things, they've got tests that are really huge that when they shoot a photon through to certain places, it ends up different places when it's being observed than when it's not being observed. Sometimes it's a particle and sometimes it's a wave. I'm just saying this is stuff of the invisible. And God is letting people know he is over all. That it is in him that we live and move and have our being. Now, I wish I understood all the things, but I do understand some of the things. I know God's the one who talks about that the life of the body is in the blood. When you're sick, what do? They take and do blood work because everything's mapped right there for you. God's the one who says this is true. God's the one who tells us. Now, I'm not going to be able to finish this message because I've got to get to the rest of it. But what I've done for you today is I've told you today what is true here. The Bible says there are two types of people. There's those who are under wrath, and those are those who are embraced by righteousness. They are saints and there are ain'ts. That's what we have. You're either a saint or you're an ain't. And then the reality is that we are living in a world full of deception, full of people who suppress the truth and unrighteousness that they might consume those things that they do without any kind of hitch. You know, they want to go after their lusts. And what you have to recognize is that for you and for me to keep our bearings about us, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. We have to believe him, let him be true, and every man a liar. That's how we have to end this thing. Because for you and for me, God already understands about races. He understands about prejudice. He understands about sexism and all those misogynies and all those things. God has an answer to all of them. He's the one who is the only one who can make sense. He's called the what? The Prince of Peace. You and I have to live according to His dictates, not our own. We don't do what the sects do, the sects of Christendom do, that say, I'm going to take a piece here and a piece there and a piece here, and then, God will bless it. No, that's not how it works. That's called apostasy. Apostasy means to step away from the standard. And the standard is God. The standard is Jesus. Jesus was perfect. He's absolutely perfect. And in His perfection, in His absolute perfection, He could walk on water. He could heal the sick. He could raise the dead. He could raise Himself from the dead. Jesus, perfect. In His resurrected body, He could appear in a room without ever opening the door. And the Bible says, Beloved, behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know this, that when we see Him, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. You say, are we going to be able to walk on water? Are we going to be able to raise the dead? Well, I know a man. His name's Elijah. He did it. We know a man who made an axe head float. I guess that was Elisha. We understand that God demonstrates to us a lot of things. Remember Philip? He baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. When he came up out of the water, he was gone. He went to Azotus. He went to another place called Azotus. He was found in Azotus. What about Enoch? He walked with God. He was not. So he was translated, but the Lord took him. I'm telling you guys, you and I are kings unto our God. And those of us who are enrobed by righteousness, enveloped in righteousness by Almighty God, because He saw fit to do that, have an awesome prospect. And when you see the world coming undone, realize Jesus said it would be like this. And what He's calling you and me to do right now is He's calling you and me to drill down in our faith, fall in love with Jesus all over again, get what? Get revived! Okay? And when you get revived and you get up on your own 2 feet and are established in Him, you will be able to be affecting the whole world. He says, the whole world. I'm so glad that the whole world's heard about your faith. Your faith ought to be something to talk about. There's a country song that finally found me something to talk about. It's about a man who found a girl. Well, that's good, but I'll tell you something better. I found a Savior. And I finally found me something to talk about all the time. I can't do it all the time. I want to, but I can't because these people, they suppress the truth and they're like the little kid with chocolate all over his mouth and he thinks he's got me. He thinks he's got me fooled. He ain't got me fooled. I don't want to break his little heart by telling him, you got chocolate all over you. I just saw you put it under there and I know what you're doing. What you do is you go in there and you get down on the bed side beside him. You sidle up to him and you begin to wipe away the chocolate on his mouth and he'll know without you saying a word. And then you begin to tell him how much you love him and how much that's going to make him sick and how he's not getting any dessert tonight. And there's a consequence. You see, for you and for me, we're in God's family. And as the members of God's family, it is incumbent upon us to sit up straight, not to be racist, not to be misogynist, not to be people who don't take God at His word, because that never works out well, because we found that to be true. It never works out. And we become people who are what? We're like Jesus. That's why they called Him Christians first in Antioch, because they were little Christ-like ones. And as we see in our bulletin, we love one another as Christ has loved us. Would you bow with me for a minute?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.